We're going to start Brachos Daf Chof Aleph, and we're going to begin with the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Baal Keri, somebody who's Tomei because he's a Baal Keri, Maharhir Beliboy. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis teaches us that Ezra HaSoifa, he made a takona that a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah or Davin, and will make brachas because of the tumah. So somebody who's a Baal Keri and he has to learn Kriyas Shema, what should he do? Maharer b'liboy. He should not say the words of the Kriyas Shema, he should just think them, and the thinking on some level will be equivalent to having said them. Ve'einu mevarich lo lefaneo v'lo le'achareo. But the brachas before and after Kriyas Shema, he shouldn't even think them. Va'al hamozin, mevorich le'acharov, ve'inu mevorich lefonov. Birchas hamozin, where we know that birchas hamozin is a deraisa like Kriyas Shema, and therefore he should be maharir birchas hamozin, but the birchas hanenin, the brocha of hamoitzi, and other birchas hanenin, he should not even think them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevorich lifneim ulachareim, even though he's a Baal Keri, he does make the brochas before and after, and the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yehuda's stand later. Says the Gemara, Omer Avina, Zois Oimeres Hirur Kedibur Domi. If the Mishnah says that when it comes to Kriyas Shema, in spite of the fact that he's a Baal Keri, he should think the Shema, it must mean that thinking them is similar to saying them. Diisal Kedaitoch Lav Kedibur Domi, if thinking them is not considered as speech, Loma Maharir, what's the point of thinking them? Elomai, it must be Hirur Kedibur Domi. Just thinking the Shema, it's as if you said the Shema. Asks the Gemara Yotzi B'Sfasov. If thinking is only worth anything, if it's like saying it, then why think it? Say it. Says the Gemara Kedash Kechon B'Sinai. We assume that the Takana of Ezra was learnt and similar to the Issa that we found at Sinai. At Har Sinai, all we found was that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to either speak Divrei Torah or hear the spoken Divrei Torah, and that it's as if they're speaking them because Shemea Ka'ine. Listening to Divrei Torah, it's as if you're speaking them. But thinking Divrei Torah, we did not find any Isser at Sinai, and therefore Ezra did not answer it. Even though in truth, Hirur is Kedibur. V'Rav Chisda Omar, Hirur lav kedibur domi. Rav Chisda assumes that Hirur is not kedibur. The isal kedaitoch Hirur kedibur domi yotzi b'sfasov. If the Mishnah says think the Shema and don't say it, it must be Hirur is lav kedibur. Elomai Hirur lav kedibur domi. Loma maharir. If so, according to Rav Chisda, what's the point in being maharir? Omer bilozo kedei shelo yu kol ha'olam oiskim boy v'hu yoshev ubotel. Since the people around him, the whole world, everybody is saying Shema, it's the Zman of Kriyas Shema, and he's not going to say anything, or not going to be Messiachas, and not going to pay attention, or be moved by the fact that everybody is being Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim, that's inappropriate, and therefore we tell him, at least think through the Shema without saying the words. Ask the Gemara of Nigrois Papirka Achrina, why should he be silent and just think of the Shema? Why don't we tell him to learn one of the halachas in Maseches Derech Eretz? And we're going to see on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph that even a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Maseches Derech Eretz. That's how the Agoa Sabach explains this question of the Gemara. Omer of Adabar Ava, Bedovor Shatzibur Oiskin Boy. Because the Mishnah felt that it was very important that a Baal Keri, even though he can't say the words of the Shema, but he should be engaged in the same topic and the same issue that the Tzibur is Oisek, and since the Tzibur is Oisek with Kriyas Shema, he also should be Oisek with Kriyas Shema. He cannot say the words, at least he should think them. Continues the Gemara, V'hari Tfila, D'dovosh HaTzibur Oiskim Boy. After Kriyas Shema comes Tfilah. A Baal Keri cannot daven. And we don't find anywhere that a Baal Keri should be thinking through the Tfilah just in order not to be idle when the rest of the Tzibur is engaging in Tfilah. Utnan we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, Hoya oimed betfilo, v'nizkar shu balkeri. If somebody was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and realized he was a balkeri and he's not really supposed to be davening like that, lo yafsik, he should not stop davening, elo yekatzir, he should say an abridged version of the brachas. He should say the beginning and the end and leave out as much as possible. And to the Gemara's Madaik, Tam da'aschil, that's all true because he's already started Shemoneh Esrei, we have no choice, we allow him to finish with an abridged version. Ho lo yaschil. In the event that he has not yet started davening Shemoneh Esrei, lo yaschil. Since he's a Balkeri, he should not start davening, even though everybody else is engaging in tefillah. Answers the Gemara, Shani tefillah de lesbo malchus shemaim. Tefillah does not have malchus shemaim in it, and therefore the Chachomim were not so worried if everybody else is engaged in tefillah and the Balkeri is not. However, regarding Kriyas Shema, which has in it Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemaim, as we saw in the Mishnah previously, that Shema is Malchus Shemaim, and therefore we did not want him to sit there idly doing nothing when everybody else is engaged in Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemaim, so we tell him to focus on Malchus Shemaim as well. Now, what exactly it means that Tefillah does not have Malchus Shemaim, Rashi says that even though other brachos we say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, the fact that Hashem is King of the World is mentioned, in Shemoneh Esrei this is not mentioned. Even in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is the one long bracha that all the other brachos are dependent on, we'll learn more about this later in the Masechta, and therefore this first bracha should really have Melech Ha'olam, it does not. And that's why Tefillah is called Lesbo Malchus Shemaim. The truth is, Tosfos later on in the Masechta, in two places, actually asks as a question, how can it not say Melech Ha'olam? We know Rabbi Yochanan says if it doesn't say the word Melech, it's not even called a bracha. And Tosfos says that there's some part of that bracha that is instead of the Melech, in which case we have to understand what does it mean Tefillah de Lesbo Malchus Shemaim. But either way, it's clear that the level of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim you have in Kriyas Shema, you certainly do not have during Tefillah. Asks the Gemara, "V'hari birchas hamozin la'acharov de lesbo malchus shemayim." If you say that the deciding factor as to whether a person should be maharir is whether there's malchus shemayim, then birchas hamozin, there's no malchus shemayim in birchas hamozin. It does say melech ha'olam there, but it's not a kabbalas oil malchus shemayim. Utnana, nonetheless, we learnt in our Mishnah, ala mozin mevorich la'acharov ve'ene mevorich lefonov. He does Maharir, he does think through the Birchas Hamozin, even though he's a Balkeri. Why? It's not got Malchus Shemaim. Elo, the Gemara explains differently. Kriyas Shema or Birchas Hamozin, the common denominator between Kriyas Shema and Birchas Hamozin, which our Mishnah says a Balkeri is Maharir, is Doiraisa. They are both Chiyuvim min HaTeira. Utfila Durabonon. However, the Shemoneh Esrei that we daven is only a biblical requirement, and therefore Balkeri was not allowed to daven. We did not impose on him to be Maharir in the Tefillah. Before we continue, I'll mention that Rashi himself forewarned that he himself explained that Tefillah is less by Malchus Shemaim because it does not say Melech Ha'olam. So what does the Gemara mean to ask with Birchas Hamozin? It does say Melech Ha'olam at the beginning of Birchas Hamozin. So Rashi actually had a girsa that the question of the Gemara was that the Bracha Rishayna, which says also Melech Ha'olam, and nonetheless the Mishnah said that you do not be Maharir. So why should I be Maharir with Kriyas Shema that has Malchus in it, and not the Bracha Rishayna that also has Malchus in it? And then the answer of the Gemara will be that those brachos that are midrabbanon, even if they have Malchus Shemaim, a Balkeri does not have to be Maharir. If they're Deiraisa, then a Balkeri is Maharir. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, minayin lebirchas hamozin leachareo min ha'Teira. The Gemara takes it for granted that birchas hamozin is min ha'Teira, shenemar v'ochalto v'savoto v'irachto. You eat, you're satisfied, you have a chiyuv to bench. To say birchas hamozin, minayin lebirchas ha'Teira lefoneo min ha'Teira. The Gemara takes it for granted that birchas ha'Teira is min ha'Teira, shenemar kishem Hashem ekro hovu goidel leilikenu. And Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Kishem Hashem Ekro. I'm going to make the bracha first, Kishem Hashem Ekro. I will call out Hashem's name, Hovu Goydele Lekeinu, you'll answer Amen to my bracha, the Birchas HaTorah. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lomadnu Birchas HaTorah Le'achareo Min Birchas HaMozoin Mikal V'chomer. We have a Mefurosh Pasuk, we just saw that Birchas HaTorah before learning Torah is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. What about the bracha after learning Torah, the second bracha? Says the Gemara, you learn out from a Kal V'chomer from Birchas HaMozoin. Ubirchas HaMozoin Lefaneo Min Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'chomer. We know that saying Birchas HaMozoin after we eat is a chiyuv min haTorah v'ochalta v'savata v'irachta. Making a bracha Rishona is also a chiyuv, and we learn it out from Birchas HaTorah from a Kal V'chomer. And the Gemara is going to explain. Birchas HaTorah le'achareo min Birchas HaMozoin mikal v'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma mozoin she'ein ton lefonov, ton le'acharov. Regarding eating, where there's no chiyuv to make a bracha before, and nonetheless there's a chiyuv to make a bracha afterwards, Torah she'tauna lefaneo, where regarding Torah there's a chiyuv to say a bracha before, einoi din she'tauna le'achareo, it can be taken for granted mikal v'chomer that there's also a chiyuv to say a bracha afterwards. Ubirchas hamozin lefaneo min birchas haTorah mikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer from birchas haTorah that teaches us that you have to say a birchas hamozin, a bracha on the food before you eat? Uma Torah she'in tu'uno le'achareo, tu'uno lefaneo, Torah that does not need a bracha afterwards. The pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elokeinu is talking about before they were learning, and does not need a bracha after they were learning. Mozoin shu ton l'acharov, food where we know there's a chiyuv after you eat, eino din sheye ton lefonov, is it not self-understood that one has to make a bracha before eating? Says the Gemara, ikka lemifrach, we can refute these kal v'chomers. Ma lemozoin shekeinene, with food it makes sense to make a bracha afterwards, because the main purpose of food is that you should be satisfied, and when you're finished eating, you're satisfied, that's when you have to make a bracha. Uma l'Torah shekein chaya oilam, the whole purpose of Torah is in order to give us oilam haba, and after we finish learning, we are no longer continuing to collect the schusim of having oilam haba. We're only collecting the oilam haba whilst we're learning, and therefore it makes sense to make a bracha before you start learning. Void. Tanan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Ala mozoin mevorich le'acharov, ve'einoi mevorich lefonov. It's explicit in our Mishnah that birchas hamozoin le'acharov is min haTorah, and therefore Balkeri has to be maharir birchas hamozoin, but the bracha rishona of eating, he does not need to be maharir. So you see that the Mishnah clearly understands that there's no chiyuv min haTorah of saying a bracha rishona. And that's contrary to the Kal V'chomer we just saw from Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyuvta. There's no answer to this question, and therefore the Kal V'chomers of Rabbi Yochanan have been refuted. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda. And others are Geirus, this in the name of Shmuel. Sofik Koro Kriyas Shema, Sofik Loi Koro. If somebody has a sofik, whether he said Kriyas Shema, he does not need to say it again, or does not need to say it to make sure that he certainly said it. Sofik Omar Emes V'yatziv, Sofik Loy Omar, if he has a sofik, whether he mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is what we call Emes V'yatziv, and the Rishonim say this includes the parasha of Vayomer, Choyzer V'oymer, Emes V'yatziv. He does have to make sure to say Emes V'yatziv and to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is a chiyuv do'iraisa. Mai tama Kriyas Shema derabonon. Saying Kriyas Shema without the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is only derabonon, and Emes V'yatziv, but mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, do'iraisa, is a chiyuv min haTorah. So we've explained that according to one of the Mahalchim, there are many different ways of understanding this Gemara, but we don't want to get too complicated now. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is asking a question on what we just saw from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Uv'shach b'cha, uv'kumecha. it says in the Pasuk that one has to say Kriyas Shema when you're going to sleep at night and when you wake up in the morning. How can you say that it's Kriyas Shema is only a Chiyuv D'Rabbanon? Omar Le Abaya. Abaya says, Hahu B'Divrei Torah Ksiv. The Chiyuv of Uvashoch B'Chov Kumecho is the V'Dibarat Abon. There's a Chiyuv to learn some Torah every day during the time that we know as Zman Kriyas Shema, in the morning and in the evening. During that time, there's a chiyuv to learn Torah. But dafka to say Kriyas Shema, that is not a biblical requirement, according to Abaya, who explained Shmuel. Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ba'al keri maharir beliboy ve'eni mevorich loy lefoneo v'loy le'achreo. The Mishnah says that a Ba'al keri, he's maharir Kriyas Shema, but the brachas, before and after Kriyas Shema, he does not need to be maharir. V'al ha-mozin, and regarding birchas ha-mozin, mevorich le'acharov, he's maharir birchas ha-mozin of after the eating, ve'ene mevorich lefonov, but the bracha rishayno, he does not even have to be maharir. V'yisol kedai toch emes v'yatziv do'iraisa, if it's true that the bracha of emes v'yatziv is a chiyuv min ha-Torah, Livroich lachreo, why does the Ba'al keri not have to be maharir the brocha of Emes V'yatziv after the Shema? Answers the Gemara, my tama mevorich, what would be the reason that he would have to say Emes V'yatziv? What makes Emes V'yatziv into a chiyuv min ha-Torah? Imishum Yitzias Mitzrayim, if it's because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, ho idkar lebi kriyas Shema. You mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the parasha of Vayomer in Kriyas Shema. And then you mekayim the do'iraisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Emes V'yatziv by saying the Vayomer. Ask the Gemara, V'neima ha v'loy lib'ei ha. So why does it say in the Mishnah that the Ba'al keri should be maharher the Shema, with all three parashiyos, let him just be maharher the bracha of Emes V'yatziv? Says the Gemara, Kriyas Shema Adifa de Isbotarti. If in any case he has to be maharher something because of the Chiyuv Deiraisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we prefer Kriyas Shema that has an added advantage of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim, something we do not have with the Brocha of Emes V'yatziv. Continues the Gemara. Rebeloza Omar. Rebeloza argues on the Manda Omrim we just saw. And he says, Sofi Koro Kriyas Shema. Sofik loy koro choizer v'koyre kriyas shema. Rebbe Loza holds that the chiyuv of kriyas shema not just mitzad learning Torah. The chiyuv of kriyas shema uvashach b'chov kumecho is a chiyuv min ha-Torah. And therefore, if you have a sofik, you have to say kriyas shema again. Sofik hispalil, sofik loy hispalil. However, if somebody has a sofik, whether he davened, einay choizer mispalil, he does not have to daven again, because saying the Shmoneh Esrei is only midrabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Rabbi Yechanan argues on this little detail, and he says that regarding a sofik of tefillah, ulevai sheispalil odom kol hayoyim kuloi, Yerushalmi says no tefillah is ever in vain, and Tosfos here explains that at least regarding sfeikus, a person is always allowed to take the extra opportunity of saying a tefillah and to daven Shmoneh Esrei again, misofik. However, a person who knows he definitely has davened, and he doesn't have a sofik, then Tosfos says he is not allowed to say tefillos without reason, and we're going to see more on this in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Hoya oimed b'tefillah, if somebody was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, v'nizkar she'ispalil, and he remembers that he's already davened, Poisuk. He stops davening. V'afilu be'emtza brocha. Even in the middle of a brocha, he stops davening because it sounds like a brocha levatola. You've already davened. You can't just make brochas without a good reason. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that so? Did we not learn v'omer of Nachman ki havina be'rabe baravua? When we were by Rabbe Baravua, bon minei, we asked the following question. Hani B'nei Beirav. Those Talmidim, D'to'u, they made a mistake on Friday night, or on Shabbos. U'midkari D'choil B'Shabbos. Instead of davening the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, they started davening the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, which is clearly the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. Ma'u Sheyigmru. Should they finish off the davening? V'omar lon. And Rabbi Baravua told us, Goimrin kol oisa brocha. They finish the brocha they started. If they started ato choinin l'odom das, they don't stop exactly where they are. They end the brocha till choinin hados. So if so, you see that you can finish off a brocha. So why, if somebody remembers in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that he's davened, why does it say there that poisek v'afilu be'emtza brocha? Says the Gemara, Hachiyashta, I'll explain to you why. Hosom, in the case of somebody who davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, gavra berach yuvuhu. Be'etzem, the truth is that we should all be davening three tefillos every Shabbos, which are exactly like our weekday davening. V'rabonon u'deloye terichu. And the Chachomim didn't want to trouble us to daven those long Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Mishum Kvod Shabbos, because of Kvod Shabbos. And therefore, if he started the bracha, then it's not as if this bracha doesn't make sense, it's not as if this bracha is totally out of place, it belongs here, just the Chachomim said, this is not what you have to be doing now. So at least you can finish the bracha. Aval Hocha, in the case where somebody's already davened, and he remembers he's in the middle of, and he remembers in the middle that he's already davened, he's already made these brachas. So of course he stops in his track where he is in the middle of a bracha. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Hispalel, if somebody has already davened a tefillah. V'nichnas lebeis haknesses u'motzo tzibur shemispalelim. He comes into shul and he sees that the tzibur are davening Shemoneh Esrei. Im yochil lechadish ba'adovar yachzer v'yispalel. If he can say the Shemoneh Esrei and make sure that in the Shemoneh Esrei he's adding something in his tefillah, his own personal tefillah in the middle of the brachas, according to the halachas of when and how to do that. If a person can be mechadish something in the tefillah, then he's allowed to daven the Shemoneh Esrei again with the tzibur. V'im lav, if a person does not know or is not able to add something to his tefillah, al yachzer v'yispalel, he should not daven again with the tzibur. Utzricha, de'i ashminon kamaisa hanemili yochid v'yochid. Oy tzibur v'tzibur, aval yochid legabe tzibur k'man delei tzoli domi, komash malon. The Gemara is wondering, why do we need both halachas of Shmuel? The first halacha that says if you're already davened and you're by mistake started davening again, you stop in the middle of davening. And the second halacha, that if you've already davened and you come to shul, then in the event that you cannot be mechadish something, then you do not daven again. So in both of these halachas, we're saying the same halacha. If you've davened once, you cannot daven again. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. I might have thought that the first halacha of somebody who davened once and by mistake he started davening again, that's if both of the tefillahs were on the same level. They were both biyachidus, or both betzibur. Then we can understand that you can't say a second Shemoneh Esrei, you can't say the same Shemoneh Esrei twice. If, however, the second halacha is talking about that he davened the first time biyachidus, and now he came to shul, he's davening betzibur, I may have thought that the very fact that now it's betzibur, it renders the tefillah that I did biyachidus almost as if I never davened, and if I can carry on and daven with the tzibur. For that it says, no, if you do not know how to be mechadish in tefillah, then you cannot daven the same Shemoneh Esrei a second time, even though it's with a tzibur. V'yoshminon hocha, if it would only tell us the second halacha, and not the first halacha, it would only tell us that if you've already davened, and now you're coming to shul and there's a minyan, don't daven with them, I would assume, you know why we don't daven with them? Because you haven't yet started davening. Don't start a Shemoneh Esrei that you've already davened. Mishum deloy aschilbo. Aval hosom, but in that first halacha of Shmuel, the aschilbo, where the tachlis says he's already started saying his Shemoneh Esrei a second time. Eima loy. I might have thought that in that case he does not have to stop, he can continue davening. Tzricha, that's why Shmuel had to say, you can stop, not only between the brachas, but even in the middle of a bracha, you stop where you are. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna. Hanichnas lebeis haknesses u'motzo tzibur shemispalelim. Somebody who comes into shul and he sees the tzibur are davening. Im yochil lehaschil v'ligmoir, ad shelo yagi ashliach tzibur lemoidim, yispalil. V'imlav al yispalil. They're in the middle of davening already. Possibly in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz. If you can start and finish Shemoneh Esrei, before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, which means that you'll be able to say Moedim with the Tzibur, by all means, then you can daven. If you know that by starting to daven you're going to miss Moedim, don't start davening yet. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Im yochel lehaschel veligmer ad shelo yagia Shliach Tzibur lekedusha, yispalil v'im lav al yispalil. It's not dependent on Moedim, it's dependent on Kedusha. If you can make sure to daven without missing Kedusha, which means you can finish before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kedusha, that's okay. If not, then don't start davening and wait for Kedusha. What's the essence of their argument? Marasovar, Rav Huna, who says that it's dependent on Moedim, he assumes Yochid Omer Kedusha. Then even a person on his own, and the Girusa we have in Rashi is talking about that a Yochid who's davening together with a minion, a Yochid on his own, you cannot say Kedusha. But he is davening with the minion, he can say Kedusha on his own, and therefore he only needs the Shliach Tzibur for Moedim. Or Marasovar, Ein Yochid Omer Kedusha, a Yochid cannot say Kedusha, and therefore, according to this second Manda Omar, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he can only start davening Shemin Esrei if he knows that he's not going to miss Kedusha with the Tzibur. Omer v'adav, v'chein Omer v'adav bar Ava, on a similar note of Adav bar Ava said, Minayin she'ein ha-yochid oimer Kedusha, a Yochid does not say Kedusha, she'ne'mar v'niktashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Somebody who's on his own davening Shemin Esrei, he cannot say Kedusha, because Dvorim Shebekdusha v'chol Dovar Shebekdusha lo yehei pochis mi'asara. Because anything that is Kedusha is B'seich B'nei Yisrael, and B'seich B'nei Yisrael means only in the company of 10 people. My mashma, why do you see in the Pasuk V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael that you need to have a minion? Tetoni Ravanoi Achvader of Chia Bar Abba. Asya toich toich. We learn how to gzer shava toich v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Toich, from another place it says toich. Ksiv hocha v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Uksiv hocha, it says by the adas koirach, he bod lumi toich ha'eido hazois. Separate yourselves from this evil eido. What's toich? Ma'ala alon asara. In the same way as with koirach, we know that there was 10, because eido is 10. Afkan, so to hear, v'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, b'toich b'nei Yisrael is only when there's 10. Continues the Gemara, u'dekule alma mias mafsik loy posik. Both according to Rav Huna and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, if you're in the middle of Shemin Esra, you do not stop davening your Shemin Esra, not for Kedusha and not for Moedim. Iboyelu, the following question was asked in the yeshiva. Mahu lehafsik li yehei shmei agodil mavoirach. What we know as yehei shmei rabba, are you allowed to answer yehei shmei rabba if you're in the middle of davening Shemin Esra? Ki also Rav Dimi, Omar Rav Dimi said as follows: Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rab Shimon, talmidei de Rabbi Yochanan, and this Girsah is here in the Achronim how to understand this, because the typical Rabbi Yehuda and Rab Shimon ben Yochai we know are not talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanon, or it's a different Rabbi Yehuda, and Rash doesn't mean Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it means Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Either way, or Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Either way, they said Omri. They said as follows: Lakoil ein mafsikin chutz min yehei shmei agadol mevoirach. You're not mafsik in the middle of tefillah for anything besides for Yehei Shmei Rabba. Shafilu oisik b'maisim erkova. Even if he's in the middle of learning the maisim erkova, which is the most deep and esoteric parts of Torah, in Yecheskel, where there it's to be mafsik there is terrible. Even if he's oisik b'maisim erkova, poisik, he can stop in the middle to answer Yehei Shmei Rabba. And huadin tefillah, you can stop in the middle of Shemin Esra to say Yehei Shmei Rabba. Bless Hilchas Kavasei, the halacha is not like him. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mavorich Lifneim Ulacharem. The last part of the Mishnah we learned on Daf Chof Amud Beis that Rabbi Yehuda says that a Balkeri, he is Mavorich, the bracha is Lifneim Ulacharem. Says the Gemara. Lememra Tekasova Rabbi Yehuda Balkeri Mutar B'divrei Torah. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that when Rabbi Yehuda says Mavorich, he means he's verbally expressing it. It's not even Behirul. So the Gemara is saying, does that mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Torah and say brachas verbally? V'ha'omer b'shua ben Levi, minayin the Baal Keri sh'also b'divrei Torah. We learn out that Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. Where from? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'ha'idatem levonecho v'livnei vonecho. There's a chiyuv to teach your children Torah. V'somichle, in the next Pasuk it says, yoy masher omadato v'goymer, and this is associated to Maimid Har Sinai, the day that we stood at Sinai and received the Torah. Ma'ala halon, in the same way as Sinai. Bale Kerion Asurin, we know that a Baal Keri was also to be there, was also to be Mekabel the Torah, and as we said previously, by Matan Torah there was Shemea Ka'ina, and the Torah explicitly says, make sure you're not a Baal Keri, and that's why there was a Chiyuv to be Lifreish Mina Isha Gimel Yomim. Afkan, so too, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, and especially teaching Torah, Bale Kerion Asurin. It's also for Baal Keri to learn Torah. V'chi teimer Rabbi Yehuda loy dorish smuchin. What's your makir that Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah? That you learn Limudat Torah from Har Sinai because both of the psukim are next to each other? And that's called smuchin. Are you going to say that Rabbi Yehuda does not give any relevance to psukim that are next to each other? V'ha'omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, afilu man de loy dorish smuchin b'chol ha'Torah. Even those opinions who are not Dorish Smuchin in Sefer Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, B'Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, Dorish, they do say Smuchin. And since over here this is in Sefer Dvarim, so I would have thought that the Yehuda does learn Smuchin. If he learns Smuchin, then he should learn that a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. And if a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah, how can a Yehuda in our Mishnah say that they are Mavorich, Lifneim, Ulachreim? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who indeed in the rest of the Torah, Sefer Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, does not Dorish Smuchin. Uba Mishnah Torah Dorish, and in Sefer Dvarim he is Dorish. Uba Chol HaTorah Kula Minolon Deloy Dorish, what's our source that Rabbi Yehuda does not learn Smuchin in the rest of the Torah? The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa Benazai Oymir. Ne'emar, it says in one pasuk, Machasheifa loisechaye, you're not allowed to keep a sorceress alive. Ne'emar, in another pasuk nearby, it says, Kol sheichiv im behema moist yumos, if somebody lies with an animal, he gets killed. Samchu inyan loyu, why are the two psukim next to each other? Loimar, to teach us, Ma sheichiv im behema beskila, in the same way as it's explicit, that somebody who lies with an animal is chayev skila, so to af mechasheifa, a sorceress, nami beskila. When it says loisa chaya, how do you kill her? You kill her with skila. And you learn that out from the smuchin. Omale Rabbi Yehuda answered to Ben Azai, v'chi mipnei shesamchu inyan loy, just because the two psukim are near each other, noitzi lezeh leskila, we're going to give her this severe misa of skila, of stoning? Elo, Oiv v'yidoini b'chlal kol ha'machshofim hoyu. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll give you another source where you learn out that the way you kill a sorceress is with skila. Because it says in another pasuk, when it's that an oiv v'yidoini, the pasuk goes, v'isha isha kiyeh behem oiv o'yidoini, mois yumosu be'evan yirgu moisam tome'em bom, you stone them. And the Gemara says that Oiv and Yidoini are types of sorcery, types of kishuf. It's bichlal kol ha-mechashvim hoyu. And in the Pasuk already says, mechashefo lo yisechaye. V'loma yotzu, why is there a specific Pasuk to teach us about Oiv and Yidoini? Lehakish lem, this is a hekesh. The Rabbi Yehuda learns hekesh. V'loy malachot to teach us ma oiv v'yidoini. In the same way as oiv v'yidoini biskila. The Pasuk says explicitly, but ever nirgumoy some that they get killed with skila, af mechashefa, so too every sorceress is killed with skila, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns it, and not from the smuchin. Uba Mishnah Torah minolon de dorish, where do we know from that Rabbi Yehuda in Sefer Dvarim is dorish smuchim? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa Rabbi Eliezer Omer, noise odom anusas oviv umefutas oviv, anusas benoi umefutas benoi. a person is not allowed to marry his father's wife, even obviously assuming it's not his mother, nor is a person allowed to marry his son's wife. However, says Rabbi Eliezer, if the father was not married to this woman, he just did an Aveira with her, or a person's son, he was not married to this woman, just did an Aveira with her, then you're allowed to marry that woman. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda says that Ba'anusas Oviv u'mefutas Oviv, it's also, if your father did an Aveira with another woman, it's also for the son to marry that woman. Va'omer of Gidlo Marav, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, what's the source of Rabbi Yehuda that Anusas Oviv u'mefutas Oviv is also? Tichsiv, it says in one pasuk, Lo yikach ish es eishes Oviv, a person is not allowed to marry his father's wife. V'lo yigale es knaf Oviv, neither is he allowed to marry somebody who is referred to as knaf Oviv. Knaf shero Oviv lo yigale. Any knaf that was revealed to the father, the son is not allowed to marry. Umimai de ba'anusas Oviv, ksiv. Who tells you that knaf Oviv is referring to anusas Oviv and mefutas Oviv? Maybe it's talking about bechlal zika leyibum, which we're not going to discuss now, but the Gemara in Yevamos daf Daled Amud Aleph and it discusses this more at length. Who told Rabbi Yehuda we're talking about anusas Oviv or mefutas Oviv? Says the Gemara de Somichlei, because it's smuchin. The parasha of Oynes and this parasha of lo yikach ish es eishes Oviv lo yigale es knaf Oviv are written next to each other. It says v'nosa no ish ashoichiv imo v'goymer, that's the pasuk in the parasha of Anusas of Onus. So we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda does learn smuchin in Sefer Dvorim. So the question comes back, if so, we have a smuchin that tells us that Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. So how do we explain Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Omri, they answered, in the Mishnah Torah, Dorish, it's true that in Sefer Dvorim, we are Dorish Smuchin. V'hani Smuchin, and the Smuchin that we mentioned before, where it says, V'yidatem levanecho v'livnei vanecho, which is referring to teaching Torah, right next to Yoyim Asher Amadato, which is Har Sinai, it's true there's a Smuchin, and we are Dorish Smuchin, but for a different halacha. For a different halacha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself, who always darshan smuchim, he has no problem with learning two things from the same smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, who does not learn smuchim in the rest of the Torah, only in Sefer Dvorim, then for some reason he can only learn one thing from this smuchin, and that is the second halacha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. To Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ham lamed libnoi Torah. Somebody who teaches his son Torah, ma'ilo alov akosov ki'ilo kiblo me'ar Sinai. It's reckoned as if he received the Torah from Sinai. Shenemar, from this smuchin, voidatim levanecho velivnei vanecho, which is referring to teaching your child Torah, uchsiv basrei, and immediately afterwards it says, so from here you see that somebody who teaches his son Torah, it's as if he received Torah from Sinai. And you can look in the Marashah, there's a discussion, who is it as if he received Torah from Sinai? Is it the father who's teaching his son, that if he teaches his son Torah, it's as if he himself received it from Sinai? Or if he teaches his son Torah, it's as if the son received it from Sinai? And this is discussed in the Marashah. And the Mirtz Hashem, in our next year, we're going to start the next sugya.